a little bit yours. That's Galantis and Hannah Boleyn here on Radio 3. Morris is with us with a slightly geekier toy list than the one we'll do later in the year, but it's still kind of fun, isn't it? Hello, Morris.
Hello. Am I a little bit yours too? Or
yeah, always, yeah. For the next 20 minutes or so. What are we talking about today? It's not the new gadget one. It's the under-the-hood stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is primarily. So we're talking about the WWDC. God, it sounds like a fight, doesn't it?
Sounds like
it
a lubricant. WWDC-40.
Yeah. I was going more about the fighting. But never mind. I mean, it doesn't sound like what it is. And what it is the Worldwide Developers Conference, yes. 2024.
Yeah.
It is Apple's. Apple's one of two grand poobah events.
Okay.
One of two because this year, I mean, this time of the year, every year, they have this event, which is really for the geeks, the boffins, the developers, the people who want to know what's under the hood and what Apple's thinking about. And then in September, they announce the new toys. So what we've got is a couple of months, or what they have is a couple of months to get their thinking around.
What they're going to put into the new toys.
Yeah, what's going into it and what direction Apple's taking. So they're not specific about the new toys yet, but they're saying, you know, inside of all of our goodness is going to be these kinds of incredible things.
All right, then. You better get that.
Nah.
All right, simple question. I mean, I love using iPad for audio and visual. It's awesome. But my question is, they are getting mighty expensive. Are they anywhere near pricing themselves out?
Look, it depends on the marketplace is the reality. They are selling lots. That's a very persistent call, isn't it, Phil? Is it you or someone else?
No, it's not me.
I've hung up on them twice and they're not taking no for an answer. Good to know I'm popular. So back to the question about whether...
I mean, it's gone silly now. I mean, it's...
No. So the question was, you know, have they priced themselves out?
Yeah.
And I've voiced myself out. The reality is that the marketplace will decide on it. I think they're awfully expensive, but then again, so is most of technology.
Yeah.
And Apple always has a little premium on top of it, but so does Samsung. I mean, I know it's a Bob each way answer.
What do you mean? Like their maintenance plans and stuff, is that?
Well, no, because Apple has a premium based on the Appleness. So people are willing to pay a little bit more because it's an Apple device, because it offers something that's more than just the technology. It might be the ease of use, the longevity of it, or something. There's a reason people will pay a premium. Samsung products are pretty much in that space now as well. People will pay a premium for them. But the other end of the marketplace, the cheaper end, is burgeoning. I mean, it's really growing great guns.
That's quite interesting to think about because, I mean, also they will come back and say, well, we will really look after your machinery for you. We'll even swap it out for a new, as new, whatever one. Hmm. So that's probably their end of the bargain. But they aren't the cheapest.
No, they're not. They're trying to come down a little bit in price, but not at the premium end. Usually what they do and what they will do in September is say that last year's model, in other words, the one we're using currently, will become a base model and therefore become much cheaper, and the year before that cheaper again. So they will invariably discount the previous products, keep them around for a few years, and that will be their attempt at trying to get into the cheaper marketplace, as well as give us some base model versions of the new one, some stripped-down things.
They are brilliant at one thing. I mean, everybody knows that every few months something wonderful, in brackets, is going to come along and everybody must have it, even though they've spent $1,000 US, you know, 6 months previously. It's like spice. It's addictive to some people.
It used to be. I don't think it's as bad as it once was. There was a time not that long ago where many of us would just, for the sake of it, every year upgrade because it seemed that there was something we couldn't live without.
Yeah.
The new device had something the previous one didn't. But it's been quite a while, honestly, since anything's been that wonderful. Mm. Most pieces of new equipment in the last 5 or 6 years have been iterations. Definitely better, faster, swifter, more battery, whatever, but they're not universal. You know, game changers, oh my God, I have to get it because it's so different. I can't live without it.
Well, they're saying the workings of the new iPad is, and bearing in mind the iPad is a very useful tool for creatives, has that advert damaged them in any way, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's taken a bit of the gloss off for a few people.
It's crushing pianos and stuff when you're asking graphic designers to buy it.
Yeah, but the reason is, Phil, for what you said before, you know, there's an Appleness about it. People will forgive them. It wasn't such a misstep that they will lose market share. In fact, there's been nothing on any of the radars in the blips of sales that people can point to and say, that's the reason sales have dipped or risen. It really hasn't made a huge inroad into their sales at all.
What are they going for then in this year's
WWDC
2024?
So In this year's, again, this is the behind the scenes. This is for the developers, the people who want to know what Apple's thinking and what needs to be developed.
Yeah.
The big push, no surprise, was that acronym, the two-letter one, the AI.
Yeah, of course.
The surprise, I mean, not really a surprise, is that Apple couldn't call it artificial intelligence, so they, of course, called it Apple intelligence.
Well, fair play to them on that one, actually. It's kind of cool.
So we now have a new term that we didn't have before or really wasn't popular.
Well, they've removed the word artificial, which has overtones, you see. That's cool.
They have, and they've called... So anything that they do now will be tinged with this Apple intelligence. What they've said in no small way, and they needed to say it because many of the other manufacturers have made this overt comment, they haven't, and that is that... Artificial intelligence, or Apple intelligence, as we'll call it from now on, because that's what they want, is baked into everything they do. Mm. It's not an afterthought. It's not something you do because their equipment will let you, but it's actually baked in to the hardware itself.
So it's not a gimmick anymore. It's part of the fundamentals.
Fundamentals, and they went about explaining how that might happen. So there are, firstly, under the hood, a whole lot of new hardwares that have been out in the last year or so and will continue to come out. The chips and the boards and things have been upgraded because it requires a lot more grunt power.
Right.
They've said that there will be a whole lot of Apple intelligence. Now, from now on, should you wish to, and this is all should you wish to stuff, but most people will default into it because they'll have to default out of them. So it'll become the way we do it, and then you'll be able to press a button and say, I don't want this, I want to go back to doing it myself. You'll be able to get your emails, no surprise because you always have them, but what you'll get now is emails with, if it's a long one, it can be summarized for you by pushing a button. It can be answered for you by pushing a button. It can be contextualized. You can go and find other information about it.
Do people want this? Or are they being told that they want it?
I think lots and lots and lots of people will want it.
Yeah.
It's actually been on our devices for the last year or so. I don't think many people have really realised it, that depending on which system you're using, if you get an email, for instance, it goes beyond emails, but if we take the example of email, it often comes back not only with what was sent to you, but a little response that you might be able to choose. Mm. So it says, thanks for the email, or let me know when it is, or whatever, and you can click on one of those buttons, and it will automatically type it in and send it for you if you want. We're just going to see more of that, contextualize conversation and contextualize usage. That's what they've spoken about.
So are they trying to take it away from the realms of being a gimmick, an added extra, to something that's really functional, that's really everyday?
Something that really is as now as simple as electricity, and that's, for me, an example, a great example as well, meaning that we take it for granted now, it just exists, we turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Their belief is, and I think it's absolutely right, many people have the same belief, that this... Apple intelligence, artificial intelligence or whatever, will just become a default way that many of us operate our lives. We'll let it do the basic grunt work and we'll go above and beyond that if we want to.
So their end of the deal has got to be, well, we're going to make it a lot better. Did you get any indication of that?
Well, they gave us examples because, again, the hardware software is yet to come out and see. But they gave us examples of the emails, of generating reports, of being able to get a very large document and it being summarized for you, of web articles and group chats and things being contextualized. They went to great lengths to talk about your iPhone or your Apple device being different from mine, meaning that it would get to know you because it knows a lot about you, about your appointments, the way you write it, all kinds of things,
right,
with your permission. And it would begin to respond in a way that was unique to you, and every person's device would be unique to them by being able to offer responses, being able to do searches in the way you like them, being able to find things that are important to you.
So like you've said many, many times, the general way forward is just personalization.
Hyper-personalization. I mean, it's been the game for a long time, but now the technology actually lets it happen.
Right.
They went beyond that. I mean, that was the generality of Apple Intelligence unveiling that, saying that expect to see this in your devices over the next few months in software upgrades. And then they didn't say this, but this is, I assume, what they're leading up to.
Mm.
In September, we'll actually show you a hardware upgrade, I'm assuming, that will make this even easier and more...
Well, what's up the sleeve? What do you reckon?
It'll be more of the iPhones, of course. There's been no scuttle about them changing away, and they might have and most probably will one day, but it'll be a continuation. All the betting is on the chips inside being faster, swifter, smarter. A couple of the rumours, and there are some really good ones around, we believe, just talk about upgrades, it looking better, working faster. Nobody has yet said that there will be an incremental change. And the other thing that it hasn't said, nor has Apple said, and we're waiting to see if they will, is that up until now, Apple has relied on other artificial intelligence providers to provide their own. And that's unusual because Apple normally builds their own ecosystem or their own devices. Mm. They don't necessarily play nice with third parties.
They have to now, though.
The expectation today was that they would announce, in fact, their own secret sauce, something that they had done that nobody else would copy, like an iPhone. It didn't go quite as far as that. It hinted towards it, but it's still using all of the old technologies from other players to allow these things to happen.
Tell you what, Maurice, maybe they put the 3.5 AUX back into it, which really annoyed anybody in this industry.
Well, I think they had to, didn't they? I mean, the European Council told them that they had to play nice and put it back in, so they've done it.
Yeah.
It was something, of course, that they intended to do never, but they did anyway. So they talked about the Apple intelligence. That was a really big part because it underpins their thinking and the way they're moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
They announced some Siri upgrades, Siri the device we speak to.
Has she remained popular?
No.
I think
not. And they kind of admitted that Siri was always, you know, an okay-ish type experience. Siri is the device, is the thing baked into the device that you could speak to or type to and it would answer you. But what they have said now is that Siri will go through a serious upgrade over the next couple of months. Again, all this Apple intelligence is why it will be, but it will be specific. It will also.
But it makes Siri look like a squeaky toy, really, doesn't it?
Well, it does at the moment, but according to what they believe will happen or what they say will happen to it, it will become your personal assistant. That's where it's heading. It will also now accept multimodality, which again is a catch-up. Multimodality simply means that you can do more than talk to it. You can feed it information. You can suck up a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It can listen to voice, you know, like a song or something and guess it. Multimodality means there's lots of ways that you can interact with it. So over the next few months into the next few years, Siri will become their backbone and the way that you easily interact with their hardware and software is what they believe.
You know, we've talked about some of these things being cul-de-sacs before, especially with this company. Over the years, they've come up with some brilliant stuff and then they go down these side roads that don't really amount to much. Is Siri one of those?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be because otherwise they'll lose the war. Amazon, Microsoft, lots of companies now have their own version. They have something that we talk to. And remembering that we're getting away dramatically from the keyboard interaction, that it is absolutely likely the next few years that 60-70% of what we do will be because we speak, because we take pictures or something else that's not keyboard driven. Siri has to work for them better than it does now, or they will have lost that. And they can't afford to lose it.
So, as usual, for a Tuesday with Maurice Misiolowski, who joins us from Aussie, everything Apple announced at the WWDC. So, tell us a couple of more things that just appeal to you.
Yep. So, some of these are catch-ups, some of these are new stuff. Catch-ups to other people. They've announced a whole lot of photo app enhancements, things like, and this was in Google beforehand, where you could take a picture and using the magic wand, which is involved in the system, or a stylus that you might buy, you can circle it and it will upgrade it, change it out and do all kinds of things. So photo enhancement is a big thing on lots of other devices, not so good yet on Apple, and Apple's said they're playing catch up on that. They've also talked about iPad updates, so things like floating app tap bars, control center customizations, calculators. Again, most of these to me are catch ups to what other providers are already offering. They talked about the Apple Watch, which is selling gangbusters for them. It's been a really, really good product augmentation.
Where's that going? Yeah.
So they talk this, again, hardware, if there's a new one, will be September, but the software underneath is very much about health tracking. That's what they talked about, that you'll be able to do cycle tracking, pregnancy tracking, training loads, so when you're doing your fitness. They also talked about it having much better ability to be able to monitor heart rate, sweat rate, and those kinds of conditions and things your body puts out, getting better at doing that, more intuitive about that. They talked about, or they announced that there would be a specific password app inside of your device, which would allow you, if you wish, to store your passwords and your username. So these would be local. They went to great extent to say that most of the intelligence, all of the password apps would be kept locally on your device and never shared out to anybody else.
All right.
That's a big one because lots of us have lots of passwords, and it's one of the things that Samsung and others have jumped on before, that even though your device is working really well, it annoys the hell out of you if you can't remember your password. Yeah. So if they're going to make the experience better, even though they have no physical control over it, they have to find a way to allow you into the apps and websites much easier. That's why this password app is really important. Up until now, it's been third-party providers.
See, this doesn't sound like anything sort of whiz-bang, but I guess it is.
No. But they're all necessary incremental upgrades. They couldn't not do them for you. But you're right. There's nothing that really jumps out and says this is a game changer.
Mm. We're going to see that at the end of the year with the hardware stuff.
Maybe September, although, as I said, the announcements, the scuttlebutts and all the gossip have said that there won't be anything extraordinary. There will just be really good upgrades around. But who knows? I mean, they could, as they always do and always have, there will be a surprise somewhere in Apple, and it probably will not be the phone either. They've been toying for quite a while, or they've been teasing for quite a while that there might be a new category out there that they might play into, new device. Some new thing that they bring out that all of a sudden has to be important. They tried it last year with what's called Vision Pro, which is the goggles that we put on that allows us augmented reality. It works really schmick. The problem is that most people on the world just can't afford it.
All right, Maurice, let's leave it there. Thanks very much for filling us in. It's all over the web. You can find all about this stuff. Take care. That's Maurice Misolowski, live from St. Kilda. Have a good week, Maurice, and we'll catch up next Tuesday.
Look forward.